staying with Beatrice himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I want to hold you. Because I love you. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I think you're cute. Because I want to hold you. I just listened to the voicemail I did yesterday. Because it ended with that idea. The lack of touch. And it has an impact on somebody. It's had quite an impact on me. There's only one person in this world that I've dedicated my life to. And she said that she committed her life to me. Well, obviously, that turned out to be a lie. But I've made mistakes too. And the Lord's grace is magnificent. So I don't know what it's going to take. But obviously, the evidence is there. I'm trying to reconcile with my wife. I want you back. I am very much aware that there is so much information online and on discs and so forth that it's so blatantly obvious where I stand. And that... I'm trying to follow in obedience to Christ. But I also know that it's going to be really hard for somebody like my wife, like Jim Cross, to say, okay, I'll talk to you. Because it's kind of like there's a huge barrier there. You know, I think of your dad, and I've made a conscious decision. I was going to try to be short. I guess I'm not being short. I made a conscious decision to say, I'm not going to pull any punches with him. You know, things like the reading Job, the dress for action like a man, that the Lord says to Job. Now, and of course, obviously, I use the Galatians 2 and 2 Peter 3 example repeatedly. That remains my goal. And... I would contend that what has happened is consistent with the works of darkness, 1 Ephesians 5:11. We're to expose them. And with all that in mind, if you're on the receiving end of this, like Jim Cross, you might say, I don't want to deal with this. I want to hide from it. I want to not be exposed, because if I have to engage me, if Jim Cross were to engage me, well, put it this way, I did the email to Eric Lee and Julia, which I sent to everybody. Obviously, I just reread it, and it really became mostly to Eric Lee. Because I've read some of her writings. I read probably most of all her writings. There's some truth in it, and she has some things just blatantly wrong. But it's going to take dialogue. And to receive, her comments about an easy one, how the scripture was reinterpreted and reconfigured and whatnot. I'm sorry, that's baloney. That's absolute garbage. But the thing is, I don't know if my wife would remember, once we went to a bookstore, a Christian bookstore in Greensboro, and I asked about, where is a book that shows, would describe how we got the Bible? And didn't get one. But I can answer that question today. I'm not the person that you may have known in years past. I will take on anyone on Christianity with any background, any set of credentials. And it's not because I've got every point right. It's because I'm studied enough that I'm willing to engage. It's not that I'm saying I have it all right, but I have enough of a platform, enough of a mindset, enough of, you know, it's kind of like what I mentioned to Eric Lee even. I'm an elder. An elder the way the Bible defines it. Someone who's older, not a position in an institution. And when you're older, you're supposed to have matured. And I matured, and I am ready to give an answer for the hope that is within me. Obviously, there's a whole bunch of people who are not. Is it because they have no hope? Because their hope is in the institution instead of the Lord? What are you supposed to give hope for? Go back a few words. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's Yahweh. I believe that. I will defend that. And that scares people. I go again with the simple idea, the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. And the problem is, as I said in the letter, that if somebody like a Chris Bitterman were to contend on that, and if I convince him on any one point, he's out of a job. All his work in his life basically turns to nothing. It's a hard thing to deal with. In a real sense, I've dealt with it. I need to find a way. No, let me rephrase that. I petition the Lord constantly that the walls will be broken down between us. Somebody, please, engage me in serious dialogue. Don't do the Jim Cross thing and say, I can't think that fast. You're not coming up against an enemy. You're coming up against someone who is seeking reconciliation, seeking the truth, and wants to do that wrapped in grace. But I'm not going to deny the truth. Correct me where I'm wrong. I know that's an expression that didn't go over well, and I use it constantly still. Correct me where I'm wrong, because I'm not perfect. But where I'm right, especially on who Christ is and his demand for us to reconcile. To anyone who claims Christ and is unwilling to live it, are you claiming Christ or pseudo-Christ? I'm sorry, this got long. Dorothy Jane, I want to hold you. I want to hold you so bad, leader. I was going to walk today. I'm planning to walk tomorrow. But I'd rather walk with you. I'm going to walk tomorrow probably about 6 to 8 miles. And I'm going to do it fast, because that's what I do. But like I said repeatedly, I want to walk just a mile with you, slowly, hand in hand, delighting in conversation, sharing the joy of mutual touch. We've done it before, and I really want to do it again. Dorothy Jane, I love you.